International Training for Elders and Responsible Ones, October 2024. Week 2. Day 4. Outline. Roman number 3. Surely you are a God who hides himself, O God of Israel, the Savior, Isaiah 45:15. Capital A. Believers may know God as the Almighty One, as the Righteous One, as the one full of grace and compassion, but as the one who hides himself, he is unknown to them. Capital B. God does countless things in the midst of his people and countless things in their personal lives, yet he conceals himself. Number 1. God likes concealment, but we like display. God does not crave outward manifestations, but we cannot be content without them. Number 2. God was obviously with Elijah on Mount Carmel, but when God withheld his manifest presence, Elijah could not bear it. Small a. God knew that Elijah wanted him to be a God who would manifest himself. He had not realized that God is a God who hides himself. Small b. God was not in the great and strong wind, he was not in the earthquake, and he was not in the fire. Instead, God spoke to Elijah in a gentle, quiet voice. Small c. The fact that God spoke to Elijah in a gentle, quiet voice indicates that God was ushering Elijah into the New Testament age, in which God speaks to his people not by thundering but gently and quietly. Small d. Elijah said to God that he was the only faithful one left, but God very gently answered Elijah by saying that he had reserved for himself 7,000 men who had not bowed the knee to Baal. Small e. Elijah had reckoned the situation only with what he could see, but God is a God who hides himself. He had secretly reserved for himself 7,000 overcomers who had not bowed the knee to Baal. God's activity was so hidden that not even the prophet Elijah knew anything about it. Capital C. The scriptures reveal that God has the kind of temperament that dislikes ostentation. He likes to work secretly rather than openly. Number 1. Whom having not seen, you love, into whom though not seeing him at present, yet believing, you exult with joy that is unspeakable and full of glory. It is a wonder and a mystery that the believers love one whom they have not seen. Number 2. Since the resurrection of the Lord, the chief discipline for his followers has come along the line of knowing him as a God who hides himself. Number 3. Everything of God's economy with Christ as its centrality and universality is not in the seen realm but in the unseen atmosphere and realm of faith. This is the end of today's outline.